track four, and we continue with the news stories, and this one is headlined, It's a Rave New World for Author. An audio book written, narrated and recorded in Newton Abbott has won a prestigious radio industry award. Kirk Field's Rave New World, Confessions of a Raving Reporter, won silver at the Association of Radio Industries Awards, beating the likes of Stephen Fry and Alan Partridge in the process. The Newton Abbott author's memoir has caught the attention of the likes of Robbie Williams and Gok Wan MBE, as well as several top disc jockeys, including Fatboy Slim and Carl Cox. Kirk chose to record his audiobook at a small home studio in Newton Abbott rather than travel to London. Local DJ and producer Matthew Ward, who also works as course director at Deep Blue Sound in Plymouth, recorded the audiobook, crafting sound design elements to enhance some passages. The book was conceived and written in my garden and greenhouse during the lockdown. I felt it fitting to record the audiobook here as well, said Kirk. I had full faith in Matt, and the reaction has vindicated my decision. It's important that creatives in South Devon realise they can achieve things without having to leave the area. A theatre tour across the UK is being penciled in for later this year. Kirk began documenting dance music and rave culture in 1989, spurred into action after reading what he deemed to be inaccurate and hysterical tabloid reports of the very same acid house parties that he had often attended.
Market honours the harvest. Last month, it was Happy Birthday, with singing led by the Mayor of Tynmouth, Kate Williams. This month, it'll be We Plough the Fields and Scatter, as Tynmouth Farmers Market honours the harvest. Two new stallholders join the market this month. Bushwhackers of Dartmoor will be selling Ruby Cross beef, as well as hoggart and lamb, whilst Feral Flowers will be selling beautiful bouquets. The Old English word Harefest means autumn and is a long-standing tradition from our pagan ancestors down to modern times. It's a time of thanksgiving for a bountiful harvest, full grain stores and food put into storage for the winter. A traditional symbol is the harvest loaf made with the first harvest wheat grains from the field and should be beautifully decorated. To honour this tradition, the market will be displaying their very own harvest loaf. See it for yourself in the Triangle in Tynmouth this Saturday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Man jailed for abusing underage girl. A 60-year-old man who sexually abused an underage girl has been jailed. Paul Hemmings, from Newton Abbott, appeared at Exeter Crown Court, where he was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Hemmings pleaded guilty to 9 counts of sexual activity with a child on the first day of trial in July and was remanded in custody ahead of sentencing. The court heard that the offences against the 15-year-old victim took place over a period of 3 months. Hemmings initially denied the offences and told detectives that it was fictitious and made up, but he later changed his plea at trial. Investigating officer Detective Constable Tamsin Dingley said after the sentencing, Hemmings exploited a young girl who he knew was under the age of consent, and he knew what he did was wrong. Hemmings groomed and manipulated the victim, and justice has been served in his conviction. I hope cases and outcomes such as this will encourage other victims to feel that they can speak out.
Police are appealing for information following a series of church burglaries in South Devon. Police were called following reports of a burglary at St Andrew's Church in Ashburton overnight between Tuesday, August the 27th and Wednesday, August the 28th. It was reported that entry was forced to the church and various items stolen. Then, overnight between Wednesday, September the 11th and Thursday, September the 12th, entry was gained into St Martin and St Mary Parish Church in Chudley, where items were taken. Then on the morning of Tuesday, September the 17th, police were contacted by the treasurer at Christ Church in Paignton, who reported that the church had been broken into, with items being taken. Officers investigating the break-in in Ashburton have arrested a man in his 60s from Paignton on suspicion of burglary. He's been released on police bail while inquiries continue.
Remembering the few, Tynmouth commemorated the 84th anniversary of one of the greatest aerial conflicts ever fought earlier this month. Battle of Britain on Sunday, September the 15th, was marked in the town with a wreath-laying ceremony at the War Memorial on the seafront. The Battle of Britain was one of the most crucial battles of the Second World War and was the first decisive battle in history fought entirely in the air when a handful of RAF pilots took on the might of Hitler's Luftwaffe as he attempted to subdue and invade Great Britain. The brave airmen and women who fought during the three-month campaign have been honoured since 1943, when King George VI formally appointed September the 15th as Battle of Britain Day to honour the hard work and determination of the many and the courage and sacrifice of the few.
Benefits Advice event on Courtney Street. An event to help Teignbridge residents claim all the benefits support they are entitled to is taking place in Newton Abbot at the beginning of October. Teignbridge Community and Voluntary Services will be joined by representatives from Citizens Advice and Teignbridge District Council on Courtney Street between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Wednesday, the 2nd of October. They will be inviting residents to complete a benefits calculator or to discuss their situations. Over £30 million in benefit support is unclaimed in Teignbridge each year, out of a total of £22.7 billion across Great Britain. Reasons for benefits to be unclaimed include people being too embarrassed to claim, difficulties in completing long and sometimes complex forms, and people having problems getting online to make or manage their benefits claims. With changes to the winter fuel allowance, now is a good time to find out what you may be entitled to.